subject, defenseless husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am currently 6 months pregnant with an 18-month-old and a 4-year-old. Of course, my emotions are like being on a roller coaster right now, but I feel so terrible when I take it out on my husband. I swear that I am right when I go off because I feel so stressed out. It always seems that I have to ask for things to be done, which I hate the most. Poor guy didn't feel good the other day, but I didn't give two nickels. I can't lay down when I'm not feeling good. I still have to tend to the kids. I love him so much, and he seems to understand. He holds me at night when the coast seems clear and asks, "Are you still mad at me?" Thank God he hasn't walked out. He does try. I just feel bad that I go off like I do, but he could have totally avoided it. What advice could you give to my husband and I to make it up to him through these hard times of my emotional roller coasters? Thank you in advance. First of all, congratulations on your pregnancy. Babies, of course, are a blessing, but you are 6 months in with two young children, one 18 months, one 4-year-old. So your plate is really full. I mean, I understand when you say you're on an emotional roller coaster. You need everybody on board to help around the house. I mean, the 18-month and the 4-year-old can't really do that much, but your husband can certainly pull his weight. And there's a reason you're so stressed out and you're going off. So you got to talk to your husband. You know, you got to apologize to him for going off and all of that. But even though you say that you hate to have to ask for things to be done, he can't read your mind still. I mean, so if he's not doing what you need him to do, tell him, well, ask him nicely. Don't go off anymore. Stop doing that. Just keep it calm and let him know this is your third pregnancy. Tell him what you just told us. You're like an emotional roller coaster. You need help. Tell him that. Let him know what is going on with you and you need his help and his understanding. All right, Steve.
All right. I'm going to tick a few people off here, so let's go. I'm a man. I am a man at the end of the day. And even though I'm a champion for women's causes, sometimes I have to ask you all this. Why is it that it's always the woman that's going off? In these letters, it's always a woman that's going off. We rarely ever get a letter from a man that's going off. Now, I just did a show on the Steve Harvey Talk Show yesterday that I taped. And it's called Baby Blues. It was women who suffer from postpartum depression. Yeah. Post, that's after the baby.
Yeah.
You pregnant with the baby and your emotions are out of control. Now, I don't understand it, but from what I learned yesterday, it has a lot to do with hormones, body changes, mood swings, all of this.
All of that.
So I had an expert on there talking about the fixes between a husband and a wife and some things they could do. But at the end of the day, this is what I've learned. Well, I'll say that for the other half. But let's go down your list. Of course, I'm on an emotional roller coaster right now, but I feel so terrible when I take it out on my husband. Okay, stop. See, that's the part. I got you on the emotional roller coaster, but what's the taking it out on the man for? I got that. Let me ask you something. Does tripping have to be shared? I'm just curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to share the trip with everybody in the house? Because is it that you want everybody to know you're tripping? You need affection, attention. I understand that. You're pregnant. You want a little bit more attention and you deserve it. You should get it. Yeah, you got some cravings. We'll run and get you this. What you need, baby? I'll rub your feet. Yeah, I'll run your bath water. Yeah, I'll help you get up out of there. Yeah, what you need? I got all of that. But I feel so terrible when I take it out on my husband. Then stop. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Stop taking it out on him. You know, I swear that I'm right when I go off because I feel so stressed out. Okay, so you go off because you stressed out. Mm-hmm. But on him, though, and it's always seems, here go the part that I love about women. It always seems that I have to ask for things to be done, which I hate the most. See, hold up, ladies. I wrote in the book what nagging really is. Nagging is timing and tone. She goes off on her husband all the time. I want to know, why don't you just stop? And then she says, I feel so terrible when I take it out on my husband. Okay, stop doing that. And that's an easy fix. Stop taking it out on your husband. He's not the cause. You know, you all decided to get pregnant. Now, it's much more difficult for the woman, of course. Mm-hmm. But, like the other day, he didn't feel good. I don't give two nickels because I can't lay down when I'm not feeling good. I still had to tend to the kids. I love him so much, and he seems to understand. He holds me at night when the coast seems clear and asks, "Are you still mad at me?" Thank God he hasn't walked out. Key word here, yet.
No.
No. Let's stop this here. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. It ain't but so much a man can take, just like it's ain't but it's only so much a woman can take. If a man is being abusive to you or towards you, it's only so much you can take.
Right.
And eventually you're going to get sick and tired of it. Well, guess what? Men get sick and tired of stuff, too. Now, our first reaction to it is we're going to try to hold you and say you're still mad at me. If that don't work and it keep happening, the first point is I go somewhere where they ain't mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. Then if they go somewhere where they ain't mad at them and it get good to them, then they start planning on how to get over that mo. Now you got a real situation on your hand. And I'm not saying this is going to get to that.
No.
But that's usually is a good jump off point. A man don't need a reason.
Now that's profound. He doesn't need a reason.
A man doesn't need a reason. Mm-hmm. But if you are going to provide it for him, then you just heighten the situation. I know the women out there. So you telling me I'm sitting up here having a baby. He going to go out and cheat. Nope, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you if you nagging this man and you own him for no reason at all, just like women, you going to get sick and tired of it. And every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That is the law. That's a law in place. So you can't do to somebody and expect something not to happen behind it. So I'm just asking this lady, slow your roll. Stop mm-hmm. taking it out on him. Find another way to release your stress. Why is it that when we release stress, it always has to be towards another person so they can then feel the stress? That's backwards. Go outside and holler on the balcony. Eat yourself a handful of grass. There's a lot of stuff you can do to work through this right here.
What?
Go in the bathroom. Just go eat a block of cheese and go in the bathroom. You can work it out. And then just grab hold of that towel rack and just get as stressed out as you want. But quit taking it out on your man before you mess around and don't have no man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.